Dear Top, my good child, 'tis a beautiful day, yet here you lie sleeping the sunshine away. Your grandmama's ill, and I wish you to take this pot of fresh butter, this nice oaten cake. Your breakfast with her, so your journey begin. Make haste to her cot, lift the latch and walk in. If gossips you meet, give a curtsy and say, you've business to mind, and you can't stop to play. You've business to mind, and you can't stop to play.
As merry as a cricket with her basket on her arm, the little girl Red Riding Hood went bounding from the farm. Down field and o'er the meadow, through the greenwood and the glade, there never was a better or a happier little maid. But when a day, oh, when a day, there was a field close by, where buttercups and daisy looked so charming to the eye. Then she forgot her mother's wish, the grandmama she loved, and like a little idle girl, among the flowers she roved.
When once we lose sight of our duty, we never know how it may end. There's always some wolf in sheep's clothing, some foe in the garb of a friend.
So 'twas with poor Red Riding Hood, she told the wolf her tale, how she was sent with basket filled to Pleasant Hollydale, and how her grandmama was ill, what dainty she had got, how anyone might lift the latch and walk into the cot.
Oh, anyone might lift the latch and walk into her cot.
They chatted together
and laughed by the way, till suddenly starting he wished her good day.
She was holding a buttercup close to her chin, when he bounded away with a nod and a grin.
Now he had been searching for many a day, prowling and prowling in search of his prey. Ho, ho, growled he, such a feast shall be mine. I fasted long, but today I'll dine.
What beautiful flowers, what beautiful flowers, I'll gather just one garden more.
She loitered about, but the wolf galloped on, till he came to her grandmama's door.
Who's there?
Good granny, I'm here.
Pull the bobbin, pull the bobbin, the latch will go up, my dear.
In the wolf was pitiless. He gave a savage roar, a scream, and all was over soon. For never spake she more. Ah! The wolf dressed himself in Gran's nightcap and gown, and in the bed stealthily laid himself down.
Who's there?
It's I, Granny, Granny dear.
Pull the bobbin, come in. I've been waiting for you here.
Dear Grandmama, I come at last, I'll pull the curtain off and show you these bright daisies and this lovely buttercup.
No, no!
I cannot bear the light. Undress and come to bed,
cried out the wolf. She little thought her grandmama was dead.
Red Riding Hood fell fast asleep, for she was very tired.
The wolf had eaten just before as much as he desired, and so he let her sleep until he hungry grew again. Then hugging her, she woke at last and cried out with the pain.
How rough
better to enfold you.
How big your eyes are and how bright.
The better to behold you.
What great long ears.
Yes, they were made that I may better hear.
What frightful teeth you've got.
They were made to eat you up, my dear. It was no sooner said than done our bitter, bitter fate.
She thought of all her mother's words.
She thought of
alas, it was too late. But now a noise was heard. The wolf with stronger foe did meet, and he was killed as he deserved. The woodsman brave a noise did hear. From inside the wolf it came, and Grandmama freed, but she alone.